Well, good evening, everybody. Good evening and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church as we begin the process of winding down this glorious day in the Lord and in the Word of God. We are going to begin this evening with hymn number 178, The Bible Stands, hymn 178, first and last stanza. Father, we thank you so very much for your divine grace and mercy, for the greatness of your love and your compassion, and for the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ to transform lives. We pray for your divine spirit to be upon us and over us, to lift us up and to strengthen us to do your will, to abide by your commandments, and to live our lives for you. We pray for your presence and for your spirit upon this time, that whether the people are listening here in the sanctuary or across the airwaves of the internet, that you would open up their hearts and their minds to receive the Spirit of God and the testimony of Christ. May enter into your kingdom through faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Open it up, and what would you like to see in Camille?
Verses 2 and 3, please.
Sure. 2 and 3 of 178. 178. Sing. Okay, Luke, you got one?
No, not really.
Okay, we'll find one. Okay, Ralph.
218.
218. 218. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. 218.
Thank you.
else would you like to sing this evening? Luke, you got one yet?
36?
36. A mighty fortress is our God. 36. Would you like to sing? Mary.
99.
Once you get into the Christmas spirit. 99. Jingle bells. Oh, sorry. Angels from the realms of glory. 99.
Thank you.
Amen. Merry Christmas. What else would you like to sing? Yes. 85, Darlene, 85. Silent Night, Holy Light. This is my son's favorite song for me to sing, provided I sing it silently. Anyway, Silent Night, Holy Night, 85. To sing? Okay, Nathaniel. Number one. Oh, worship the King. Today with this, 83.
Oh,
much, Bethany. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 4. We'll be reading verses 1 through 6. First Peter chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lust, and drunkenness, revelries, and drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. Lee?